listening to the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network.
Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Gentlemen, how are we feeling? Scott Fishbowl drafts mostly in the books. How are we feeling today?
Good, man. I mean, Eric's still trudging away.
No, we're done. I made my last two picks literally right before this podcast.
Oh, I didn't realize those were your last two picks. Yeah, all done.
We are all kaput.
Ready to go. It feels good. It's drafting season, man. I got multiple drafts going on now already. It's beautiful. It's going to be next month's drafts, then we're there.
It's drafting season. It's training camp season. It's calling NFL players fat season. It's fun. It's a fun time.
Oh, I love camp reports about guys being fat and can't catch. Trade for them all.
Yep. Trade for them all because number one on this podcast, we don't body shame. It's 2022, so we're not going to be part of that.
Exactly.
And number two, yeah, always kind of
leading. He's a power. He's a power back, man.
Power back. Let Leonard eat. Come on.
Let Leonard eat.
He'll be fine. Mid August.
He has camp in Florida. He's not having pads on. He's going to sweat off 30 pounds.
Tom Brady's his quarterback. He'll have him eating deer pellets and like kale by mid-August. He'll be fine. Dude,
there you go.
Nobody makes Super Bowl Lenny eat things he doesn't want to.
I wish that were true, but I could definitely see Tom Brady. Homelander. I definitely could see Homelander making Lenny for. I just call Tom Brady Homelander. That feels weird.
It's accurate.
Maybe.
Well, we got football in the air, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing some slight changes to our dynasty rankings and what looming potentials could still come throughout the course of training camps and ahead of the start of the regular season, which is right around the corner. Before we dive into that, first, I want to talk about the ridiculous value that comes with being a Rookie Big Board patron. You could chop it up with all of us in the Rookie Big Board Discord and get access to Dynasty, Devy, and Rookie Rankings for just $3 a month. That is quite literally 50 cents cheaper than what I paid for a mediocre cold brew at Dunkin' Donuts this morning.
Cold brew?
Yeah, it's 97 degrees today, yeah, dude.
It's you warm from the inside out. But anyhow, so buy a regular hot coffee and you'll still have money to come talk in our awesome chat.
Yeah. So if you want to win a fantasy football championship this year, you need the incredibly valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team, available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. So hot coffee's got its place, but its place is in, you know, fall, winter, and most of spring.
Hot coffee black year round. That's it.
Does it make you feel better that the cold coffee's black?
No, it just doesn't taste as good. I've tried. I just don't like it.
So, all right, and that's the coffee big board on.
dude, it's cheaper than coffee, and like the chat's bumping. It's awesome. Like, it's fun.
Always popping off.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm fading hot coffee in 90 degree weather. Okay, let's move on.
Let's go. Love to see it.
It would take 110 for me to stop drinking
hot coffee. I could be on the surface of the sun. And
that's because I would live in my freezer. I'd be like one of them huskies that jump in the refrigerator and don't leave on Instagram. That's why I wouldn't.
Let's get into talking about these rankings. Let's start with wide receiver. And when we want to talk who has moved so far, Foss, I need to know, before we started recording, I think maybe even before Eric joined us pre-show, that you said somebody could have potentially broke into your top 12 that wasn't there before. So who is the guy that's moved up for you so far this summer?
Michael Pittman's jumped into my top 12.
Ooh, I like that.
Like at the end of the season, he was in my 20s and he crept up. And I was like, man, I have him behind some guys who have questions. He's 1,000-yard receiving under his belt with questionable quarterback play. He has Matty Ice coming in who feeds them big boys. He's young. We love the big body receivers. He had 1,082 yards and barely any touchdowns because the QB play. 10 touchdowns and an extra 100, 200 yards, man. That's really good production, and I can get behind that. And I feel really confident about that compared to a Waddle who's splitting the receiving core, McLaren who has his old crappy quarterback, T. Higgins who's still the wide receiver two on his team, DJ Moore who has touchdown questions. Like, when you look at like that range where he's at, I feel really good about Pittman and that touchdown upside. and consistent play because he's the guy there. He's going to eat off a play and action with Jonathan Taylor, and that's it. Like, there's no one else to really dig into it. He's going to be a target monster for a while.
Is he number 12 for you?
He's number 11.
Number 11? Okay. Yeah. All right.
He moved up for me. I'm like tweaking my rankings. I'm like, huh, I really like him. And I could honestly see him moving up a couple more spots too. And like, if I was on the board in the draft, I could see him. I could take him maybe over a couple of guys I have ahead of him.
The only reason this makes me a little sad is I now think I might be the lowest technically in the rankings on Michael Pittman. And I don't like that. I don't want to be the lowest guy.
You're going to stay the lowest and you're going to like it.
Do you still have him top 12?
He's number 12 for me.
Yeah, I have him 14. So right outside.
For those of us who've had Michael Pittman in the top 12, thank you.
Now you're lower than me. So
I know. I don't feel good about that. I'm moving.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, man. I don't like having him at 14.
Ant joined the club.
Yeah.
Got to squeeze him. Even the guys ahead of him, we got five through 10 range. Just questions now. Like, it's not as consistent as it was last year.
Yeah. I definitely think the rankings will look very different
next year. Even though we love Adams' talent and Hill's talent, there's questions. There really is. There's new QBs. It's not the same. They're older. There's questions. Debo Senior, are they going to run him more? Like, A.J. Brown's not going to get as many targets in Philly. Like, there's so many questions. Like, as soon as you hit the five, it's
there's an argument for a lot of guys.
There's an argument for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And Pittman, in the dynasty perspective, could creep into that argument sooner rather than later.
Yeah. The only real notable guy I had at wide receiver that I made any adjustment to was Terry McLaurin. And it was mostly led to the fact by like statting him out for 2022 and realizing that I was way more bullish on him than I thought. So I moved him up to 23, but I was probably just way too low on him to begin with. I still think that's right. Like, I still view him as a lower end wide receiver two for dynasty purposes. But I don't know if you guys have anybody else who's fluctuated at wide receiver, or if we'd prefer to talk about, you know, some guys that could see pretty significant shifts in value over the course of the next few weeks.
I haven't made any adjustments because it's too soon. Yeah. Once training camp starts going and we hear about, you know, a guy with asthma in Tennessee, which is weird, and a bunch of other stuff, you know, somebody's quads aren't on point, I don't know, then we'll get some movement.
Dude, quads matter.
Yeah, quads definitely matter.
I'm here for quad Twitter.
But if we want to jump into the who has the best shot of moving up and down to the regular season, may I start?
Go for it.
Please.
I have a guy.
Either way.
He is currently 36 for Ant. He's 21 for Ryan. He's 28 for me, Hollywood Brown. I love the fit of Hollywood Brown. He is like, I understand where we have him. We're a little conservative. By the end of the season, everyone will have Hollywood Brown closer to the top 12 in Dynasty than people expect right now. That's an incredible fit in Arizona. You know, Kyler's on point with the deep ball. They love to spread and shred. This isn't a run-first offense like the Ravens. That's going to be a very good season for Hollywood Brown. No D-hop for the first six games. Everyone else is either old or short. And I really, really like Hollywood Brown teaming up with Kyler again. You got Cliff out there. They have a good offense, Arizona. They have a very good offense in Arizona.
Yeah, it's real good. Yeah, he's perfect there. It's so spread out. He's going to have room to run and make plays. I like, he's the deep ball. They're going to find creative ways to get the ball. He's a good fit, and they have that connection. Yeah, I moved up to 18, and maybe I can go one more spot, two more max.
He'll probably break into the top 20 for me by the end of training camp.
I don't hate Terry McLaurin. Like, yeah, I don't know if I can move behind him yet, but
I might think Hollywood over him. That's going to be a question. I have McLaurin at 22 right now. We'll see at the end of training camp how it's going.
Yeah, I'm probably too low on Hollywood.
36. You know, you say he doesn't tip well. That's fine. It is what it is.
It's just a weird, like, it's a weird group of receivers. Like, there's a lot of questions about a lot of guys in that area. I do agree. I think it's a great scheme fit, and he could be really terrific there. It's just like, I think, you know, I don't know. I guess in theory, I like some of the players just like on a talent basis, but it's like, I have Jerry Jeudy ahead of him, and that could very well not be the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's players in that kind of range.
Basically from 15 to 50, all hell breaks loose with wide receiver.
Dude, all hell breaks loose. There's so many guys who I'm like, oh, you like him? I'm not going to argue it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it really is the case from, like Eric said, from 15 really through like the 30s, you know, late 20s, early 30s. There's just a lot of good players. Ryan, anybody else at wide receiver you wanted to bring up before we talk running back?
Yeah, and I didn't, because I'm doing I did like my updates on Fantasy Pros. I didn't realize it showed you how many spots you moved them. Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know he was hyped last year. He did very well last year, but them drafting Jameson Williams really kind of put a damper on that. But he's going to be out some, which means Amon-Ra's going to get all of the reps in camp. They've already talked about how that passing offense is going to get through him. Even with Williams back, he fits a role in the middle and that like volume guy and safety net for Goff. And it's very similar, not a comparison, but game like style and how they're using them, how he used them with the Rams, with Woods and Kupp. It's like the dollar store version. But like, it's very much his big slot receiver who can run after the catch and an electric guy on the outside. And Amon-Ra St. Brown is that guy he can trust. And he already showed he had that connection with him. I have him at 23 now. I think I can end up moving him up a little bit, especially if he's getting volume. We hear good stuff at camp.
Obviously, I love the call. I don't know of a single person who does not like Amon-Ra St. Brown. So, yeah,
no,
I
love that call. They don't, but they're still low on him. Like, he just slides because
It's because he has the Lion stench on him. And
yep, he has the Lion stench. He has that rookie receiver.
Let me tell you guys something right now. The Detroit Lions are going to shock the living hell out of some people this year. They have a very good offense.
And Jared Goff can produce.
You got a very steady, solid quarterback who will keep things under wraps. He's just fine. I know he's not the sexiest option, but he's just fine for quarterback for the Lions. Amon-Ra will get his underneath and all over the place. Hawk's a really good tight end. They got two really good running backs with Swift and Williams. And then once you get William or Jameson Williams back, that offense, they got DJ Shark too. Who knows what you get out of him? I mean, they have a nice little group over there in Detroit. I'm going to go as bold to say Detroit's probably going to finish second in that division because the Bears are a train wreck. I cannot trust the Vikings ever, literally ever. Sorry to all the Vikings fans that we oddly
don't apologize to them.
Yeah, I will, but Ryan doesn't. So Ryan revokes my apology. That's fine.
Even though I love Dalvin Cook probably more than most, it's fine.
But I like the Lions this year. I think by season's end, because I think everyone understands that the Lions are on the come up, but they're going to be good this year. They're going to surprise some people. That O-line doesn't give up sacks either. They're pretty they've come a long way. They've come a long way in a short time, the Lions.
I like it. I like it a lot. Running back, has anybody moved for any of us so far at running back, or do we need some more answers to some of these backfields in training camp?
It's hard to judge. We've gotten nothing. really have gotten nothing so far. That's not even a position with training camp. That's a position where you actually have to like,
you need some games.
Yeah. You gotta like actually like watch.
I've creeped Elijah Mitchell up more and more. Like he's in my top 20 now and he's just creeping up. Like, every couple weeks, and if I find out he's their RB1, he's probably 16 for me. Like if I can trust that they're giving him the ball, he's a star. But like he's the closest thing. Like he's the only one with any real movement because if you look at the top, all those guys are kind of set, and we know what they are. Like, we know Jonathan Taylor is. We know DeAndre Swift is. We know Dalvin. We know Derrick Henry. Like, everything's kind of solid. I mean, Breece Hall will probably move up later. But, like, as we are, it is what it is.
Mitchell's a good call. Ant has him at 22. You got him at 18 in the top 20. I'm the lowest at 30. And I'll tell you right now, as long as permitting health, he will be closer to the top 20 by the time training camp ends.
He was so good last year.
Yeah. He was great. If he gets the work, he'll be great. I agree. That's the only question I have.
It's I don't trust Shanahan in that offense. Yeah. Like, I don't trust them giving the ball. If he's in there, I trust them. I'm starting him every week, and I'm happy with it. I'd be comfortable starting him in RB1 situations if I knew he was the guy.
Yeah, the thing go ahead, Eric.
No, you go.
I was going to say the only thing that makes it hard is it's not even like you are left with the thought of, oh, will the Kyle Shanahan running game be good? You know it'll be good. It's just will it be divided and how many players will be involved?
I mean,
like, they're going to run the hell out of the ball without question.
They drafted two running backs last year. They still got Jeff Wilson. Like, there's so many of them.
I feel like they believe so much in the scheme, too.
They don't.
Like, rightfully so, that it just kind of transcends the player.
They're
like,
just arrogant about it.
Yeah. Like,
they're so arrogant about it.
We will literally make anybody a prolific running back.
Yeah. We just need 10 to 12 carries a game. That's it. If you can give me 10 to 12 carries from Elijah, if you can guarantee me 10 to 12 carries of Elijah Mitchell a game, I'd feel very good about him.
Yeah. Who are you most concerned about in that backfield, like, taking work from him?
Nobody. Mitchell's definitely the best, and I don't know why they keep cycling through. I guess it's to keep people fresh, but Mitchell's the best.
I'm concerned with who one day when he gets, like, hit in the thigh too hard, comes out for 10 plays, some dude has 4 carries for 60 yards, they just keep the hot hand in. That's who I'm concerned for.
Yeah.
Yep.
It literally could be any of them.
What if it's Trey Sermon?
I mean,
people's heads will explode.
Who are the other Trey Herman? Or sorry, Trey Sermon ahead of Tyrion Davis Price.
And then Jeff Wilson still lists as 2 on the depth chart.
Jeff Wilson's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Shanahan, come on, dude.
The one guy I have at running back that I'm interested to see. And we all had him right in the same spot, at least at what I'm looking at. Eric had him RB18, Ryan RB19. I had him RB18. Kenneth Walker, because he's not Ken Walker, not on this podcast. He's still Kenneth.
He's always Kenneth. He's still 19 for me.
Yeah, I have him 18, and it's like I feel good about that right now, but I really am interested to see how this shakes out. Like, if we're gonna have any sort of timeshare, or if he'll get the work right away. As similar to Elijah Mitchell, I'm really like not that worried about the talent. I think he can run the ball, but just how much work will he get early on?
I'm going into training camp with Seattle. I need to know what Chris Carson's situation is, because it sounds like he can be anywhere from he's cut to he's getting 200 carries.
Yeah.
So
I hate him so much.
Until we know that, I can't really. Comment.
The NFC West, you just kiss my ass. Every single one of them.
Some weird teams.
If I would have been quicker on it, this is unrelated, but if I would have been quicker on it, I could have hit you with this. I forgot to tell you I added this. I could just bleep you out. Like, I forget.
Oh my God.
I'm going to need that sometimes. I don't know who's going to be about, but somebody's going to be around. I'll probably be GG Moore one day. I have two guys for camp battles that I'm really curious about.
Who do you got?
One, I think it's gonna be a little bit later it might be a little bit later before people like catch up to it. I think AJ Dillon.
Oh yeah.
He's in my top 24 now. Like, he's staunched in my top 24. I think about by week 3, when we see him getting 18 to 20 touches a game, because that's what this offense is gonna be now. We're gonna be all in. He's gonna get those red zone looks. He's gonna get those between the 20s. Because they're going to be using both running backs because they don't really have weapons. Aaron Jones is so good in the passing game, they're going to keep him fresh for that. And which means the man running over freaking mascots for fun is going to be just doing the same thing with defensive backs.
That mascot didn't deserve that.
Dude, no, he deserved that. And the other person I'm just curious about, it could go either up or down, is James Cook. I'm very curious to see if we hear news like they're using him all over the formation. He's riding up the slot. Yeah. They're doing dual backfields with him and Singletary at the same time. Like, I'm very – if I hear things like that with him being used all over the place and being proficient in the pass game, I'm going to be buying on him and moving him up. If you don't hear him much or you just hear, like, regular running back things like, oh, he looked good running the ball, I'm not in. I need to hear, like, he's being used in versatile ways.
I dig it. I like both calls. I'm going to be a little biased here. I'm going to get my Patriots in. I'm squarely watching Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson this year. Harris has just consistently been underrated amongst fantasy owners. And I don't get it. Like, if you watch literally 3 minutes of Damian Harris carries, you'll be like, yeah, this guy's really good at football. With that being said, deep down, I think everyone who watched the Patriots last year understands that Ramondre Stevenson is extremely talented. He's an extremely talented running back. He can catch too. What was that?
I know somebody who doesn't think that.
Well, yeah, we all know somebody who doesn't think that, and he's, you know, not too bright sometimes. But Ramondre, dude, like I said, he can catch. He's extremely elusive. He's got, like, good size too. And I, you know, if Belichick comes out in training camp and they're splitting carries, I'll tell you right now, by the end of the season, it'll be the Ramondre Stevenson show, because Harris has his contract coming up. And as much as I love him and would love to have him back, they clearly really like Ramondre Stevenson. Do you know how, like, I understand they had injuries at running back last year, so that's more of the reason, and it's not what I'm about to say, but do you understand how difficult it is to avoid the doghouse from Bill Belichick when you fumble and still be in the team's high graces? Like, they were talking him up incredibly high last year. I will be watching Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris this year. I'm very interested to see how that shakes out in training camp.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like that one. The only other running back I had to throw mention to here was, even though it's probably overblown, I am interested to see if Rashad White can get any run early on in camp. Even you just in the passing
game. You and every single other fantasy owner is watching that. Like, is it going to? That's another guy who I feel like is just universally loved.
I love me some Rashad White.
Yeah.
Love me some Rashad White. Yeah. Running back will be interesting. I really love the AJ Dillon and Aaron Jones thing. Like, that whole backfield is a buy for me right now. There's something for every situation. It's like, I want to buy Aaron Jones on contenders. I want to buy AJ Dillon on any kind of team. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care. I could have a contender or I'm rebuilding. I like Dillon.
Yeah.
They both should get 200 carries this year, at least.
Yeah, I think it'll be real close to that, too. Anything, let's lump them together here, because that's what happens with quarterbacks and tight ends.
We don't care.
Well, you know, there's just not a lot of tight end love going on in July.
No.
Anything at either one of these positions? I think it's probably safe to say nobody's really moved that much at anywhere right now. But, you know, is at tight end, is it Greg Dulcich? Is there anybody else at quarterback that stands the most to gain or shock us in some sort of way?
For quarterback, I think you know it's not Mac. I think you know exactly who I'm going to say here. By the end of training camp, people are going to shut up about Trey Lance. There's not going to be any Jimmy G jokes. We're going to get to week one. He's going to light up whatever crap team he's facing. I think he's playing the Bears. Good Jesus. And there's going to be no questions. He will be firmly entrenched as a top 12 quarterback in Dynasty. High-end top 12 quarterback in Dynasty.
I thought you were going to go with last year's rookie. That's going to bring up. I think it's going to be Trevor Lawrence. I think we're going to get that prospect we all wanted. Like, Doug Peterson is good with quarterbacks. Like, it's I don't know why everyone's, like, really slow on this, but he made Nick Foles play good. He made Carson Wentz almost an MVP candidate. Trevor Lawrence has that kind of talent and more. Like, and he has, while they're not named weapons, he has a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of dangerous pieces on that offense. they can click. He can ball out.
They have adults in the room now in Jackson.
They have it. They have adults in the room. They don't have an 8-year old playing Madden, doing their play calls, and then having their drunk uncle yell at him for calling the wrong plays. Like, that's where we're going to now. It's going to be such an upgrade. He's going to be a top 12 quarterback.
While I don't disagree with, I don't disagree with either of you, I am disappointed that I have to be the one to bring up Zach Wilson. I didn't want it to go this way. I thought one of you might.
He's your guy. We lobbed it to
but
you.
Now I have to talk about Zach Wilson because we've had our fun. You know, he's, you know, the fun headlines, the moms, all this stuff. But the Zach Wilson second year breakout begins in earnest shortly with a much improved supporting cast. And there really hasn't been anything negative come out about him. I mean,
it's been all positive. 100%.
It's been all positive. So I bias aside, it'll be fun if it happens, but I think he's going to take a big step this year and show why he was the second overall pick in the draft.
I think him and his friends and his mom's friends are all going to have a great year.
Yeah. Everybody involved is just going to have a good time. They're all going to have fun. And that's what's most important.
All the before, after, and during.
Right after that week one victory against the Baltimore Ravens
by 20.
They're going to give him that pity.
we all have Zach Wilson at 13. That's
yeah, we do.
You love to see that. You love to see that symmetry.
I'm moving him down until week 2. And depending how that goes, I'm moving him down even more.
Ryan's not ranking him ahead of week 1. He's abstaining from ranking Zach Wilson. Anything at tight end worth mentioning? We've gotten some hype about Greg Dulcich in Denver. Not a lot else on the tight end front, I don't think, unless there's anything I'm forgetting.
This is first year of, like, Gesicki. Fryermuth's my top 10 now. Nothing, like, crazy. And, like, I don't think we're – is the Cole Kmet thing dead, or we believe in that?
No, we believe in Cole Kmet.
Like, can Cole Kmet move up for you? If good camp reports,
he can move up for you. I don't know if he can move up for me.
Yeah, Ian has him about where he could finish.
Where do you have him at?
I have him at tight end 11.
Yeah. He could sneak to that 10 to 12 range.
I like Cole Kmet, man.
He's solid. He works.
Yeah, he's going to get some touchdowns this year, and then he's going to be good.
God, we can only hope.
Yeah.
I feel like anybody who's going to break out, anybody who's like produce who we haven't seen, is too old to care about dynasty. Everybody young and exciting isn't going to produce until they're too old for us to care.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I hate tight end, even though it's very important.
It's very important, and it's a fun position. And when you have a good one, boy, is it the best. But
it is the best when you have a good one. But it's just the worst having a draft of them. Value.
Similar in a different way, like similar but different. When we talked about wide receiver, we're like, oh, the guy's from 15 to 30. You know, also kind of the same from like tight end 5 or, you know, or like 8 or 9 till 20. But man, that cliff is steeper. Like that cliff is.
Yeah, you need a parachute for that cliff.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I don't know. It's, I think Kmet could get some more consensus love. And, you know, I think some of the Albert O hype from early on could
I'm moving him down.
Calm down a little bit. But aside from that, yeah, it'll be
Hayden Hurst breakout year.
Maybe.
No, never. Literally never.
What about Evan Engram?
No.
Come on. No. Come on. Let's ride this ride one more time.
Absolutely not. Dude. I got off that ride quickly.
I quit the Evan Engram roller coaster a couple years ago, but to be honest, I've gotten back in a couple times.
But he also has an adult. He also has an adult as a coach now. So who knows?
Yeah, but he's not an adult, so I don't trust him.
That's fair.
You see that hair? I don't trust that. Dart sleeper, Jelani Woods in Indianapolis. Why not?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
We've talked enough about Trey McBride. That's a black hole position in Indianapolis. There's so many targets going around. He's athletic. I don't know. Throw him out there. Let's see what happens.
That's fair. All right. Yeah. I'm more excited about all the young quarterbacks than the young tight ends.
Yeah, for sure. Sorry, tight ends. Some of you will undoubtedly have broken out 3 or 4 years
from now. You know what, though? We give the tight ends more love than a lot of shows.
That's also true. We try.
Even though it turns out to be just negative complaining about tight ends, we try.
We do try.
And that's all these tight ends can do to produce is just try.
They're trying their best. They're having fun. Best.
I can't believe we hear Hunter Henry, but it's okay.
That's because we know Hunter Henry's good.
Yeah, I feel that's like it's a foregone conclusion.
That's fair.
Tight ends matter. Fullbacks no longer do. Sorry.
You watch your mouth.
Wow, things are going to get contentious here.
That's all right.
You watch your mouth. Pat,
yeah, that seems
fullbacks great again. Pat
seems kind of like the perfect spot to cut things off here. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Big Board next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Devy Big Board. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later, taters. Worthless fullback.